is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gordon Tumfopi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
How many of us grew up watching or reading comic books, right? Many of us as South Africans would be very familiar with the wide variety of comic books and stories that we are familiar with. But as you might enjoy comics or graphic novels, how is it that we can ensure that there might be a business opportunity there behind these related paraphernalia? To tell us more about the business side of all things creative, specifically around comic books, and if there's enough scope for opportunity for comic artists in South Africa, we join on the line by Zaid Mutala, Comic Con Africa spokesperson, who joins us on the line this evening. Zaid, welcome to the show.
Hi there, it's great to be here. It's great to be here. So excited to chat to you about comics.
Definitely. So excited to speak to you, Zaid. Really appreciate the energy and the optimism. And I think for many of us, we think back to our childhood, right? And you think of the art of comics. You think about Marvel and the many comic strips or comic books we might have read. For myself, Garfield was a keen favorite one. And when I think about it, I can't recall a South African comic strip if it does come to mind, perhaps the likes of Zapiro. But help us understand, I guess, the context and the dynamic of comics in South Africa.
Wow, okay. So South Africa is unique. Like, with so many parts and facets of our history, even our history when it comes to the medium of comic books has been so diverse. I mean, most people would think superhero comics, but I mean, we have had political comics, we have had those photo comics we all had growing up, and I mean, really, there's just so many different facets to it. And as we get to this point, as we become a more global destination, a more globally inclusive space, we're starting to see a lot of that our ideas going abroad, and a lot of ideas from abroad coming in over here. So it's a nice blend. It's really, really a nice blend. And that actually creates some intense and incredible opportunities, rather, for a lot of our local artists, our emerging artists. And it's just a wonderful time to be a comic fan and comic creator right now.
I'm intrigued by that, because so often we think, well, why would the world want South African comics or comic books? What is, I guess, our value proposition, or where's the excitement? Because it is a refreshing aspect to hear.
Okay, so there's two ways of looking at this, right? And I need to understand where you are at. So if we want to have the conversation about, okay, how do I buy comics and how do I stockpile them and look at flipping them a little bit down the line, then that's a conversation we need to have. But if we also just want to talk about the richness and value that comes from telling our unique stories, you know, that's another facet entirely. So if you can guide me as to which aspect you want to tackle, I'd be grateful to do so.
Oh, for sure. Perfect. Okay, let's talk specifically around Comic Con Africa, right? And of course, the role and function that you launch in terms of providing an opportunity for young comics to come on board.
Yes. Okay, so as you know, Comic Con Africa, it's currently happening. It is at Johannesburg Expo Center. And at the show, we have three different halls, and one of them is purely geared towards pop culture as a whole. And within that, we have the Artist Alley.
Tell us about the After Valley.
I'm so sorry. My line broke over there for a second. Yes. So we have this space called the Artist Alley. And within the Artist Alley, we have some of South Africa's youngest and brightest coming through over there and showcasing their wares. And we also have a host of international artists and also artists from the African continent itself. So just to see these different ideas brought forth and bringing them to an audience of, on the low end, 80,000, you know, right, throughout the weekend there, it's really, really an amazing space. I think because of everything we're seeing just in the world right now, between the movies and the series and everything in between, people are really now looking to comic books as a whole and the stories within as the, I would say, what's the politically correct way of saying it? These are our modern-day legends. So way back when in the day we heard about Homer and we heard about Romeo and Juliet, nowadays we are hearing about Team Kwezi, which is a series written by local artists, illustrated by local artist Liso Mkhize of Super Strikers fame, and there's a host of others as well. So I would love for you to join us at the show, because we're going to be able to show you and your listeners so many amazing things there just in terms of this.
Definitely. And I'm keen to understand, you know us, we like numbers, we like money.
Yes.
What's the business
yes.
aspect here? Because I can remember if I grew up telling my parents I wanted to be a comic book writer or artist, they probably would have said, what? How? But clearly, we, you know, times have evolved and journeys have changed. So help us understand how, I guess, there's a viable financial option here for it to be a sustainable career.
Okay, 100%. So I think right now, well, what's happening is art reflects life.
Yes.
And with everything that's been going on right now in the world, the last 3 years that we've gone through and everything happening, particularly in the South African landscape, what we're finding is that these books, these art, these stories actually act as a placeholder for our emotional aspects. So here's a three-layer plan to how this whole thing would work. Right? So at the very base level, right, at the very base level, to my mind, you would be creating content that would be consumed. After that is done and you build enough of a base of there through platforms like Comic Con Africa, for example, then what happens is there you actually have a piece of intellectual property that you have now developed. And that intellectual property now becomes an asset that you hold that you can actually now license out. So there's a branding aspect to it, if that's your poison. But of course now we are seeing vendors such as your Netflixes, etc., all of whom are buying up properties, buying up ideas that they can later develop into, whether it's a series or whether it can be a movie. And then of course there's, on the other side of that, there's also the post merchandising that happens as well. So The idea is to basically, if you create an idea, to my mind, you are actually creating your own value chain. Because here's what you're doing. Not only are you never limited in terms of a new product to create, because you can always have a new character, you can always have a new location, you can always have a new accessory. On the other side of it, you also have something else that you can sell to your consumer base, which would be your primary fans. And then at a larger, shall I say, more macro level, you're also going to have this corpus of content that you have available that you can thereafter sell to higher, well, for lack of a better term, again, higher media outlets and whatnot. So, in fact, as we speak, I'm on site at an event with some of our international artists, yes, and we have a whole host of folks coming out here just to meet with them, to engage with them, to really dig into those great brains to understand how do we tap into this market. Because in a world where there's more content, the world where there's more content, I sometimes find that we are lacking in quality. So if you are able to create a piece of art vis-a-vis in the comic book, which is art together with literature, you blend those two of them, that's where ideas come from and that's where stories come from. And we are South Africans, we are a nation of stories. So to me, I think there's nothing more South African really than creating your own comic book.
Right? Let's hope we find one that talks about load shedding, that will talk about all the rot and corruption, but most importantly, how we also solve for those problems, right?
You know what? You laugh, but today on site, so today was our first day of show, and while I was walking around, there actually is somebody now who's done something about life in South Africa right now. And the whole concept of today is that, okay, look, how do we adapt? How do we evolve? How do we go from there? And I just found it to be such a gripping story because I'm like, hey, no one else in the world will understand that you can be knee-deep in something serious and suddenly, oh, it's gone. Why like this?
Right?
You know? So it's really the most hilarious thing. And again, art reflects life. And I think that here in South Africa, we are such, I mean, it's Heritage Day, right? I mean, sorry, Heritage Weekend, right? And so what I find really interesting for us is that even though we are so diverse, we are all dealing with the same things. We are all experiencing the same things. And I can think of very few different ways of expressing that. And this is me not just speaking as a fan, but also speaking as somebody who is just really invested in the market, really, as it is to comic books. And I think it's a phenomenal thing.
It is a phenomenal thing, and I think really introduces us to a whole new world, right, an opportunity that exists. I can already see this translating into the metaverse, how it can, you know, translate into a digital economy as well, and just the environment of creating a vibrant creative sector that is actually financially viable. Saeed, thank you so much for allowing us to share South African stories. Unfortunately, we are out of time, but really appreciate your energy, insight, and of course, encouragement to share proudly South African stories that can sell right across the globe in owning understanding the full value chain of being a comic book participant. Thanks again. That's Ayed.
Thank you.
Comic Con Africa spokesperson joining us this evening. See, there's opportunity everywhere within our economy. The creative space, understanding who we are as a people, and of course, the usual sectors that often drive the engine room of the economy.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.